Good evening, Radio.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name today, God. We thank you for another day's journey. We thank you for what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're going to do, what it is that you've already done, because you've done more than enough. God knows God's been good to us this holiday season. We thank God for another day of labor. Growing up, I didn't really know what it means, but now that I do, I praise God for it. We thank God for everyone under the sound of my voice and for those that will listen later on. We just thank God for everything, the birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees. We thank God for a wonderful holiday. We thank God that people are hopefully off and they can rest. It used to be when I was growing up as a little girl that they could, but now it's working again 24/7. But nevertheless, we thank the Lord. I'm going to read quickly again Psalms, praise the Lord, Psalm 35, if my glasses will let me. And it's not really my glasses by themselves, it's because of the medicines that I'm taking. Psalm 25, and I'm going to read it in the Amplified. O Lord, oppose those who oppose me. Declare war those who are attacking me. Put on your armor and take up your shield. Prepare for battle and come to my aid. Hallelujah. And when we call on the Lord and when we're serious about what we need to be, the Lord, he'll answer prayer. He will come and see about you because that's just how the Lord works. So we're asking God to come and see about you. I'm going to be exhorting and talking. I'm going to pray in the end. But I want to talk to you about sicknesses and Christians and how it affects us and how we need to know. And because of the weather, my phone may be going out and out because of the storm on last week and prior to that. So what I want to talk to you about is what I'm going through. A lot of people don't think I have it because I don't show signs. I don't do pity parties like that. I don't really be around people when I am sick, and I thank God for, like, today it's 95 degrees, so I'm going to be doing a lot of this. But I praise the Lord. I never forget I had a woman. She had called me to be on her prayer show, and just as I was about to go about 15, maybe 12 minutes, I went fast asleep. When I woke up, it started at 1. By the time I woke up, it was 2:27. And in my heart, I felt like she believed that I was not serious, but I was. I just went to sleep because what she didn't know, that night before, I was up. I didn't go to bed until like 5 a.m. that morning because of the severity of the pain. Now, trigeminal neuralgia, I have a benign brain tumor. If you want to go ahead and research and look it up, by all means do so. A benign trigeminal neuralgia, that means nerve damage on the left side of my face, usually from my temple, and sometimes it goes down to my neck. The medicines that they give me for this are equal to opioids. They'll tell you quick, the gabapentin with the naproxen. Don't take the gabapentin with the carbamazepine. Don't take the gabapentin with the Lyrica. And then they upped my dosage and they said, Mrs. Bell, the only thing that's going to help you, you have to take this medicine every day. Being a former drug addict, I don't really want to do that. And my kids will know that I'm not feeling well because they know if I'm back there in the bedroom and not sitting in the living room, something's going on. I pray that they know anyway. You know, they think that I'm this strong, mean person, and I don't have feelings, and I just let anything fly out my mouth, and I just, you know, I'm so over boastfully. But when I'm sick, I'm sick. But because I feel like when I'm not loved, I don't try to show it because, hey, you got to do what you got to do. But nevertheless, I thank the Lord. I give honor to the Lord on tonight. Christians who take medication. There are a lot of Christians who have gone on a judgment, died, and they died because they didn't obey the laws of the land. And what I mean by that is they didn't take the medicines that were prescribed by them, or the medicines were so horrible, harsh like mine. It sent me up to heaven. I'd be zooted. Even at work, I'd be toe up from the flow up, trying to hold my composure so no one would know what was really going on. And I was like, Lord, how is this going to fit into my life? Satan, the Lord rebuke you. I believe this is the third time that the lives have gone up. But God, I thank you that I'm here. And I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy and that I'm not consumed. With trigeminal neuralgia, when I was diagnosed in 2017, even my job, I was working at IGA in Rockingham. And they thought I was just, you know, I guess bull jiving around or just, you know, just didn't want to work and wanted unemployment. I kept wondering why every time I would go to work, I would go in excruciating pain. And I would have to work sometimes six to 8 hours in that And if you've ever been to IGA in East Rockingham, it is cold, and they keep it down, the temperatures down. It was even before COVID came because of the store and the items that they carried in the store, okay? And I just told God I couldn't do it. So, like, for almost a year, I was without a job, going here, there, and everywhere, doing little ins and odds jobs through the temp services. And finally, when the Lord let me turn 60, I was able to come out. I'm like, God, I thank you. I would be so sick, I would take the covers and cover my face. And I didn't know what was going on. And that would kind of, like, ease the pain. So finally, I went to the doctor. Went to Moore County twice. Went to Rockingham Hospital twice. And, it was, you know, they're so crowded. So finally, I just went to Hamlet. Got in, I think within 30 minutes I was in. It was an old doctor. And he tells me, he said, you have trick. I said, trick? Sir, I haven't, you know, been active in years, you know. What are you talking about? And he says, no, you have something called trigeminal neuralgia, and the nickname of the short form, we call it trick. I was like, oh, Lord. And he said, it's where someone cut you, and they hit a main nerve. And when they hit that nerve, saying you won't feel it. He said, most people, the patients that we've had, all over the United States, their pain does not come until they're in their 50s. I'm like, what? And I tell you, excruciating pain. I don't know, for women who've had the largest contraction or the worst two or three toothaches at one time, hallelujah, that's what the pain is just, it's a lot to bear. And the medicines don't, they help, but as far as physically and mentally, the medicines will make you delusional, will make you want to commit suicide. They will make you see things that are not there. And a lot of times I try to take it when my grandchildren are here, so I try to take it at night. And I have a relative that comes in and out, and I'm like, you know, let me know before you get shot or something. I said, because of the medicine, but they still haven't gotten it. But we pray their strength in the Lord, hallelujah. But when you have this, and I believe the Lord for my healing, and I know that these are symptoms, because when I asked God, I wasn't trying to be like Paul, why is this thorn in my side? I was like, what is this? Well, I can't talk. You know, I love to sing. I love to exhort. I love to talk. And I just want to know what this is, Lord Jesus. And the Lord said, I allotted it to thee so, because I know you tell it. And I'm like, yeah, but did you have to give me two things? I'm like, wasn't the brain tumor enough? And because I got actually the trigeminal neuralgia diagnosis in 2017, and I got the brain tumor diagnosis in 2020, okay? But nevertheless, I praise the Lord, and I thank God that I'm here. I've seen so many people. One of my son's friends, his progresso, it was growing so fast, see, it was blinding him, and they had to go ahead and do the surgery. And I had another friend that has it, but they have a brain tumor with cancer, and I've heard of people already this year, I think maybe two people, who have already died of brain tumors, but I am still here, and I praise God for that. I don't take it for granted. But at the end of the day, it comes with depression, suppression, and oppression, and it comes to destroy you, comes to kill, steal, and destroy you. And I thank God because he says that I come that you might have life and that you might have abundantly. 40 degrees now, I still ache. Even though I've taken the medicine and the carbamycin, and they want you to take maybe two or three pills at one time, like, I want me to be zooted for real. And my heart rate is like boom, boom, boom already. And I'm like, God, what is really going on? And God said, obey the doctors and take the medicine. So I said, thanks be unto God. I'm going to be obedient. And I do. The month of August was rough for me. And I had to go in and out. The air conditioning in the car decided it would go out. And I had to go back and forth. I had the babies. But I still maintained. And I still said, God, for God I live and for God I die. And I still glorified and magnified and edified the Lord. I was going to have a nurse on tonight, but I forgot to get in touch with her so that she could be on, so that she could give you her standpoint medically the diagnosis of trigeminal neuralgia and a benign brain tumor. Because of what the brain tumor is in the back of my head, and I've had radiation since 2019, I think I got it in 2019. Jesus, yes, right before COVID, and then I had to go back during COVID and have radiation. I mean, not radiation, but I would have to have MRIs and CAT scans and x-rays. You name it, they was just poking the girl brain. But I thank God. And I would be by myself all the time. I would ask people and at the last minute, this, that, or the other. But sometimes it's just you and God. And I say this to you, sometimes you got to walk that road by yourself. And remember, when you feel that you're all alone, hallelujah, thank you, God. God is carrying you. And I'm not going to say I don't know who this is for, because this is for someone. And the Lord allotted it to be so, because we were supposed to do it 2 weeks ago, Evangelist Renee and myself. And the storm came and we weren't able to do it. And then the following week, I couldn't get through. So at the end of the day, when you're given a diagnosis, a very grim diagnosis, trust the Lord. Thank you, doctor. I appreciate it. But do not operate in a spirit of fear. Do not operate in a spirit where, well, you know, the doctor said this, and God said this, and who do you believe? The Bible says to be hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. And you can't pray and pray amiss. And I thank God, because I never walked with a spirit of fear. I said, well, you know what, God? I'd have made it through domestic violence. I'd have made it through first degree. Attempted murder. What else can it be? What else, God? You done brought me through all of this, you know. You brought me through so many storms. You brought me through before I was saved, with guns held to my head, knives being held to my neck, shotguns, things of that magnitude in the city and Little Bitty Rock and in other little counties. But I thank God that he's making a way out of no way. And I thank God for to tell you of his goodness, his grace, and his mercy, and to rely on him. We got to know to trust him when we cannot trace him, to read the word for yourselves. You're getting Bibles now that diabolically are going against the word of God, or they're changing God's word. And he said before his word would fail, before his word would change, heaven and earth would pass away. So a lot of people have odd against the King James Version. Like I told so many, I wouldn't care if he was gay. I wouldn't care if he was in a drunk. I wouldn't care if he was a whoremonger. At that time, he was awe-inspired of the Lord. And then you have to not take for granted, this isn't all of God's word. Sometimes you just got to hear what the Lord's saying and know that it is God. This isn't this King James Version. This is not all of what God gave that man. And he was a man that really, from my understanding, did not even like God, did not even acknowledge God. But God said, it takes a fool to confound the wise. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that today. So I thank you all for listening to me on this evening. And I thank God for his love, his word. I thank God for his touch that woke us up with our right mind, with our mind stayed on you. Every morning, God, keep me in my right mind, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. God, keep my children and my children's children in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. We need you like we never needed you before. Come now, Lord, because you're able, God, hallelujah, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can. And all we ask for is more grace. A lot of times you'll see me hold this, and that's because I'm in excruciating pain. But nevertheless, I'm going to do what thus saith the Lord, because someone has to know that he's sweet, I know. And just like he did it for me, he'll do it for you. There are people right now walking around in their right mind, not an ailment, not a care in the world, but they care nothing for the Savior. As you pass along people in your journey and if you're in your life, just say, Lord, help them. Help them, God, to know you. God, every time I'm on social media, I let them know I love you. We love you. We care about you. I don't care if it's my enemy. It doesn't cost anything to love. And that's the last commandment that the Lord left, was to love. I don't care if it's your siblings that you haven't talked to, or you haven't seen in a while, or you all just don't get along, or you just, you know, like, what is it, water and oil. You better learn to love them You don't have to like them or be around them. I'm in a situation now where a friend of mine was murdered, and the sister has connected with the murderer and called them family. Well, that's their prerogative, and I'm not for it, but I'm not against it, because that's their ministry. It's not mine. I asked the Lord, I said, God, I was a wretched, a sinner, undone. I said, but you took that which was evil and you turned it around for my good, and you made me a living testimony. Sometimes we're the only disciples that people will see of the Lord. So live a life that's dedicated to God first and then to your leaders and their own as the members of the body of Christ. Know that beyond the shadow of a doubt that God gets the glory in everything. If God was to take me, hallelujah, if the Lord Jesus was to take me tonight, I want to hear him say, Carolyn, you've been faithful over a few things. Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter therein. And I want to go to the promised land. I want to walk the streets of gold. I want my own mansion. But I said, God, just like they got it up in heaven, can we have a little bit of it right here? I don't need a whole lot. I don't even need 40 acres and a mule. I just need more faith to run the race, God. I just need more mercy, because we're giving new mercy every day. And I thank God for the new mercy. And I thank him for the unmerited favor, which is our favor. We're not even deserving of this favor. Hallelujah. Then you got to realize, everyone said, you so ugly, this, that. But you know what? We were all made in God. And you got to know who those imps, demonic spirits, and those devils are. Hallelujah. I get upset sometimes because of the brain tumor. I stutter. And then the father killed the mother and the children. I see where the mother, because I was an abusive mother. All I knew was to whoop them, beat them all the time. Every time they did wrong, I was whooping them. And I told God, when my children forgave me, yes. You know, and they still bring it up. They still hold it against me. They say that they have forgiven me. But I told the Lord Jesus, I said, Father God, I said, I've asked you for forgiveness, and I've asked my children to forgive and those that I've hurt or I've hindered or I've wounded. I said, because I'm going full throttle with you, Lord Jesus. And a lot of people say, well, that's why you had those afflictions, or that's why this and that is going on, because of your lifestyle you live, girl, because you was buck wild. You was out there tricking and this and that and doing drugs. I said, but you know what? Won't it make you clean? I told God to create in me a clean heart. Renew within me a right spirit. Not just a right spirit, but a righteous spirit. To do what thus saith the Lord, in season and out of season. And to tell of his goodness. Tell of his mercy. Tell that he will do just what he said he would. And regardless of having trigeminal neuralgia and the nerve damage and hurting all the time, I still love a Savior that died for me all my sins he bears. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I'm grateful. And I've got an attitude, gratitude. And I get a little emotional sometimes because he did not have to do it. But he chose me. Not only did he call me, but he chose me. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be chosen today? Don't you want to do? I offer you this Jesus. He's sweet, I know. Read Romans 10, 9 through 11. Read the 23rd Psalm. Read Psalms 37. Read 2 Chronicles. Read the Word of God for yourself. Know him, because there's going to come a time when we may not even have these Bibles to even read and want to know. This is the thing I love the most about the scripture. That word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So I have a few minutes left, and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we say thank you. We ask for forgiveness in all things, Lord God. We ask you to be there in the midst of the storm, God. Look on the children and the young adults and the teenagers that have gone to school, oh God. That have gone to college, to prep school, that have gone to this and that, the daycare. God, touch right now who are in the hospital. God, put your loving arms and wrap them around them. Let them know, God, that you have not forgotten. God, God has not forgot. Let them know that you'll never leave them nor forsake them, God. Let them know that this is no show, God, but this is the real deal, and that you're on your way back, and that you're calling off, and you're waiting on none. Father God, we thank you, because you keep making a way out of no way with our vehicles, with our homes, with the material things, and our bank accounts. God, we thank you, God, because we are the head and not the tail. We are the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are the lender and not the borrower. God, you said that it is worse for an infidel to work. Man that does not work is worse than an infidel. Hallelujah. God, help us to get back to work in the field, in the vineyard. Help us to work in the city and in the field, God. Help us to get this thing, God. Help us not to be busybody and covetous and have lascivious, God. Help us not to be gossipers, God, unless we're telling of your goodness. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Help us to know that you're watching over us as we sleep. Hallelujah. As we sleep and slumber every night, that you are with us from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, God. And that you'll make a way out of no way because you are God. And you've been good to us down through the years. If we could go back, those that were born in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and see how good God has been to us. Well, all we have to do is flip a switch. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. No more shelling peas unless we want to. They come shell. No more picking peaches because they got machines. No more picking cotton and tobacco because of the machines. Hallelujah. Unless we desire. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for freedom on today. I thank you because you did not have to do it. But I'm so glad, God, that you woke us up, God. So many people woke up and were not in their right mind. They didn't get it together, God. They took a medicine last night, and when they took that fentanyl, when they took that meth, when they took that cocaine, and when they smoked that crack cocaine, God, they never came back. Lord, I just want to thank you that you are so good to us. I want to thank you for your mercy and your grace. I want to thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the race. Because, see, it's not given to the swift nor the strong, but to him that endures to the end. Don't you want to endure? Aren't you tired of every day the same old, same old? Well, you go through trials and tribulations. Yes, we do. Trials and tribulations, persecutions, and accusations. But I got a home on high. And I bless the Lord, hallelujah, for knowing who I am and whose I am in Christ Jesus. And ain't no shit, does it, honey? Well, who I am when I wake up in the morning, I'm 24. I'm transparent, and I'm available. I like the song that says, Lord, I'm available to you. My storage is empty. And I am available to you, Lord. Let him be the author and finisher of your faith. You've been in this race, some of you 60, 70, and 80 years, still drinking and still smoking and still getting high, still lying and cursing, still committing fornication and adultery, still living homosexual lives, still living heterosexual whorish lives. When? Don't you get tired? Give the Lord a chance. He's been good to us. He's been better to us than we have ourselves. He's got you out of so many nicks and clicks and so many things that you didn't. Oh, dang, I got out, didn't I? Yes, you did, because of his grace and his mercy. My time is up, but I want you to ask God, God, help me, forgive me. Help me to live, heal, forgive, and move forward. Me to thrive, strive, survive, and stay alive. And remember that I love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back with all your heart, mind, and love me. You don't have to like the things I do, but God left the last and he said that we love one another. Preachers, start fellowshipping again. It's about to be cold. Come together, because you sure didn't come together during the 2 years of COVID and the corona. come together. Give back to the community. Let them see. Don't be used and abused. God, give me discernment to know if this is what you would have me to do. But Lord, coming together, I was so happy when our lady was telling me last week how three churches in Moore County, they come together once a month. Each minister will go in another minister's pulpit. Now, you know that's God. I want to believe that that is the Lord Jesus. And that is amazing and awesome because we used to do it back in the day. But now we're so afraid of losing members and so afraid that people would know that we're preaching prosperity and popularity instead of he, sweet, I know. And I'm still going to preach heaven is real, hell is real. Tell your little baby. There was a young lady on social media last week. She had got shot in the head. And she was telling them, help me, get me to a hospital. And I kept thinking, this is a hoax. I said, this can't be real. Till I went to the news media. 17, beautiful, beautiful baby, 17 years old. On in the judgment. I never heard her say one time, God help me. And I kept saying, God, tell her, help me, help me. Somebody in the saying to these were her friends, let me take you to mama's. Because it was more than one person. So we need to get to mama's. Like, they knew what was going on. I was like, God, are we teaching our children the Bible? Anoint them. Pray for them when they leave, especially the wayward and the coward children. The coward children are the ones that's going to disrespect you and cuss you out or hit you or do things crazy. Stealing them are the cowards. Pray for them especially. Pray for our children because we're not going to lose a generation, but the generation is going to lose us because we're going to be here. If you see old people living to be 110, 114, 90 years old, and the young people are dying at 14 and 12 and 15, how do you know how to swim and drown? And then the friends couldn't even answer to the mother. So I pray that God will enlighten us and need more mentors. And I know it's hard because of the way of the world. Don't worry about their sagging pants. Worry about their sinful soul. Let God do it. If you can just get them in the church, God will do the work. Okay? Because if we can get dressed up and know we have to look a certain way to go to court, good God Almighty from Zion, they'll take the shoelaces out of the young man's sneakers and say, here, tie that up because you got to have your pants full. And that's how we got to be. We don't say a word to them. Let God do. Just get them there. Got to meet them where they are sometimes. And remember, coming as you are, that's, you're talking about your heart, mind, and soul, not your clothes. But if that's what you got and you just coming from the club, if that is all you got and you just coming from the club or work or running from this or that or whatever, come on, honey. God's going to change you. He's going to change you because he loves us. You hear me? My time is up. I'll see you again the third or the fifth Monday, the Lord's will, Global Coalition Prayer. It's going to be this Wednesday, 8 p.m. That's international. Right now we partner with Nigeria. It's a beautiful thing and so many other places. I want to say France. I'm not sure. And all we're doing is praying. We're just praying. That number is 646-668-8217. This is for my program, the Blog Talk Woman. Woman to woman, man to man, boy to girl. I mean, if you got a topic you want to talk about, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to have you on the next Monday, which is the third Monday, not the second or fourth, but the first, the third, and the fifth Monday. Global Coalition is 980-247-9903. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening, and take the Lord God and continue to keep me lifted in prayer. Pass this on to someone. Share and like. Not just give me vibes, because I know who I am, girl. I know whose I am, and I know that I belong to the Lord. But someone else may need it. Someone else may want it. Someone else may desire it, okay? God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Work. It must not be plugged in the bed. Stop main plugged. Whoa.
everything, the birds, the bees, and the fourth, but the first, the third, and the fifth Monday. Global Coalition is 980-247-9903. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Take the Lord God and continue to keep me lifted in prayer. Pass this on to someone. Share and like. Not just forgive me vibes, because I know who I am, girl. I know whose I am, and I know that I belong to the Lord. But someone else may need it. Someone else may want it. Someone else may desire it, okay? God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. And later on, we just thank God for everything, the birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees. We thank God for all over the world. We're just praying that number 646-668-8217. This is for my program, Woman to Woman, Man to Man. Girl, I mean, if you got a topic you want to talk about, just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to have you on a